Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com. Welcome to another podcast. Today's topic is going to be the XRCO Awards for 2015. They are happening tomorrow night, so we will talk a little bit about them and go over some of the nominees, some topics about them, and some general thoughts about them. Before we get to that, this is the RogReviews.com podcast. It is currently unsponsored, unless you count, of course, RogReviews.com and PipelineMultimedia.com, which is my PR and marketing company that I have a few wonderful partners in. We are available for all of your adult and mainstream marketing and PR needs. Take a look at the website, PipelineMultimedia.com, or drop me an email, Rog@PipelineMultimedia.com, or Rog@RogReviews.com. if you prefer. Also, if you do visit RogReviews.com for your adult review needs, adult news, adult interviews, click on any of the banners. They are either sponsored banners or they're affiliate banners. Either way, we appreciate it very much, and those people who make adult material definitely appreciate when you buy it instead of steal it. So we will discuss XRCO 2015, which takes place tomorrow night in Hollywood at the amazing Lure nightclub. It will be hosted tomorrow night by Jesse, used to be Jesse Jane, and Thomas Ward, stand-up comedian best known in adult circles for his portrayal of Bill Cosby in Not the Cosby's Triple X 1 and 2, as well as a few other Will Ryder parodies. He was in the Airplane parody as well. I believe he was also in the Monday Night Football parody. In addition to the co-hosts, there are two trophy girls, the Heart-On Girls, as they're called. Dylan Phoenix and Kissa Sins are the two trophy girls for this year's show. I am on the XRCO.com website, and those of you know there's a little jingle that's very distracting when you're trying to focus a little bit on what you're doing, but whatever. So anyway, the XRCO is the X-Rated Critics Organization. This is their 31st annual show. It's an industry-only party, so if you're in the Los Angeles area and hear this today, tomorrow, RSVP, and take a look at a really fun industry event. 29 awards. It's a shorter award show than some of the other ones. Very, very good turnout usually. Lots of fun. And just sort of a different vibe than AVN or XBiz. I am a voting member of the XRCO, which is always fun. As we do with our AVN Award categories, I will go through the categories quickly and maybe go over some voting. Same thing with the AVNs. It's a weighted voting system, so if there's four, you vote 1 through 4. Lowest number wins. I do have to vote for everything, so if you want to get a more in-depth or maybe different views on this, I did cover this with my partners over on another blog or podcast called This Ain't Not The View XXX. You can find that over on www.thisaintnottheviewxxx.com. You can also find it in iTunes. It is a group podcast with Jeff Vanzetti from IAFD.com, Dr. Chantel Tibbles of drchanteltibbles.com, and Houston Don of xcritic.com, as well as Roger Pipe from rogerviews.com. We discuss the issues of the day every couple of weeks, every fortnight. Once a fortnight, we gather together via Skype and we discuss porn. We just did one on XRCO. I'm going to do one. Now, in all fairness, I am a voting member. I do not generally reveal my ballot. I am also the publicist for XRCO, so keep that in mind. There are certain things that you guys may comment on that I may choose not to comment on. But we will discuss a few things. As a voting member, I say this with great pride, a Hall of Fame member of the XRCO, I do voice my opinions quite often. So I will probably do so a bit in this one. I am enjoying a nice cold libation. However, I've not had enough to really steer me too far off into uncharted territory. You can see the nominations on XRCO.com, or you can also go to RogReviews.com, search XRCO, and you will see this list that I'm going to go over. I'm going to start at the bottom of the nomination list because it is the Hall of Fame. It is what is going to come first at the show. Now, just a brief thing. My belief on Hall of Fames is we can have a discussion separately about who deserves to be in, maybe who doesn't deserve to be in. My general belief, though, is when someone goes into the Hall of Fame, it is a moment of respect. It is, for many of these people, an absolute pinnacle of their careers. I can tell you, for me, it was a very humbling night to be recognized and placed in with the people that I've been watching for close to 30 years now, reviewing for over 20 years, and that I respect and admire. So you will not find me saying so-and-so is a bad choice. I just won't do it. I think it's disrespectful, and I think that at a time when you're supposed to honor people, it's not what we're supposed to be doing. Now, that said, do I think some people deserve to be in over others? Yes. But what I will do is I will, along with some of these names, I might mention some names to think about to foster discussion. I do welcome feedback, by the way. Click on the button below. You can leave feedback. You can also email me, roger@rogerviews.com, for feedback. And so long as it's, I won't say nice, but so long as it is respectful, we'll talk about it. But when it comes to Hall of Fame, just be very aware. I'm very, very guarded on that and criticizing anybody else. Maybe someday we'll do a podcast on why. It's certainly going to be a chapter in the book I'll write someday as to why I feel like it's really important that people just lay off. Someone gets in the Hall of Fame, you tip your cap to them, and you hope that they're as appreciative as I was and am. Anyway, this year, Jeff Mullen, kind of a slam dunk. Mullen's been around for a long time. Jeff, for those of you who do not know, did music for a movie called Cagney and Stacey way back in 87. One of my favorite movies. I love Stacey Donovan and Erica Boyer, but also had great music that I remember to this day. Mullen did that. And while he did not, as some truly young reviewers think, did not invent the parody, certainly. Porn parodies have been around for a long time. However, he certainly was, I believe, the leader in bringing it back bigger than ever, and now is one of the premier parody makers in our industry. So cheers to Jeff Mullen. Stoney Curtis, also a gonzo director extraordinaire with a lot of mainstream sensibilities, the man behind several important lines. Houston, which I thought was an interesting choice, and again, I'm going to throw out a name of someone who's not in the Hall of Fame that I think when you think about the criteria for Houston, she did the world's biggest gangbang, was a tremendous mainstream crossover. Everybody knew Houston. She was a big deal for that. Fantastic. She's going in the Hall of Fame. What about Jasmine St. Clair? Did the big gangbangs first? Did them more often? Did them arguably with more energy? A different look, so we can't compare that. But, and also, I believe did so with more mainstream fanfare even than Houston. So I really think Jasmine St. Clair is someone we should take a look at. Now, I realize she's not super friendly to the industry now, doesn't like to talk about it. Maybe that's part of the reason why, but honestly, I believe, and I will fight for this, that Jasmine St. Clair deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Next is Melissa Hill. I think Melissa was always an underrated performer. She's a very, very good actress. Very good actress, and from a time in the sort of late 90s when features were kind of a vast wasteland, when Gonzo was about to really lay waste to adult features, Melissa Hill is beautiful, sexy, and incredibly talented as an actress. I really like her, and I like her inclusion, absolutely. Jim Dawson is also going in. Lasse Braun, of course, Axel Braun's father, an early erotica pioneer. John Seaman, and Karen Summer. Karen Summer made her comeback last year. Karen was an 80s performer. I think was a notch below in terms of popularity some of the icons, the Ginger Lynns, the Christy Canyons, but was always a very solid performer with a sexy little body and a really cute face. And I think it's great. She just recently came back. Her comeback scenes have garnered her Best Comeback nomination. So she is still has a career in the industry. So I'm very glad to see Karen get recognized. A couple other people that I always think should be included in the discussion. Bunny Blue, I think, is fantastic, again, from that same time period. And also Bridget Monroe, who came around, again, right at the tail end of features, was in some great Andrew Blake movies, and then was the first real comeback star to come back as a MILF. Came back, changed her name, was Hunter Scott for a while, went from being a very thin, super beautiful performer to a curvy, busty, nasty girl, and did fantastic work. And I think she could probably still come back today and be fantastic. So that's your Hall of Fame. Also a special industry recognition award, a Friends of the Industry award for Seymour Satin, who runs Pornstar Karaoke at Sardos and has since 2003. So a nice 12-year run for Pornstar Karaoke. Seymour's great. I've been there a couple times. Wish I could get there more often, but it's a long drive, and I like to drink when I go to these things, and, you know, can't do that and drive. So if anyone wants to be my designated driver up to Pornstar Karaoke, please, by all means, would love to do it. All right, now, on to the awards. Now, some of these have fewer nominees than others. Best Release. Best Release is basically Best Feature for XRCO. Hollywood Babylon from Dana Vespoli, Proud Parents from Girlfriends Films, Second Chances from New Sensations, and The Sexual Liberation of Anna Lee from New Sensations. I liked Hollywood Babylon a lot. I think it was really, really ambitious. Second Chances and Anna Lee are both sort of romance movies from New Sensations. I liked them. I liked Proud Parents from Girlfriends and B-Scout a lot. That's my favorite, but I can see some people feeling that it's a little light because it's sort of done as a documentary style, almost half gonzo. I really liked it though, and it was very edgy in a subtle way. Best Epic, those are your big features. Epic means epic, of course. Aftermath from Wicked Pictures, which is interesting. I'm not sure that I would normally put Aftermath as an epic. It's a long movie, but to me, it is a feature. There's no special effects, really. There's nothing. It's driven by an incredible script, beautiful acting, absolutely some of the best acting I've seen in a long, long time. It helps, obviously, when you start with Jessica Drake, because she is just fantastic. And then Tyler Nixon, who played, I won't give away too much of the plot, but Jessica and Tyler basically carry the whole movie. So I think I would have put it in Best Release, but it's in Best Epic. Apocalypse X from Digital Playground, which is sort of a Mad Max porn thing. Great car chases in that. Decent script. I think the sex was light. Hollywood from Wicked Pictures, which was my favorite movie of the year. I think I finally made that official. It was in my top three. It is my favorite of the year. Great script, great acting. The sex in it is better than my other two favorites, Aftermath and Wet Works. Voracious Season 2 from Evil Angel. I liked Voracious for what it was. The vampire story was great. The ongoing web series, fine. But I just think that some of the sex for me this season got a little redundant. It got a little too fetishy, a little too focused on the religious icons, and just wasn't my favorite. It was still very good. And then Wet Works from Vivid, Eli Cross, great movie, really well acted with pretty good sex. So my choice there is Hollywood, but there are four really good choices in that category, to be perfectly honest. Four really good ones. Now here's something. Best Parody, there's three categories: comedy, drama, and comic. We'll come back to that, but we'll do comedy. 24XXX from Axel Braun, Wicked Pictures. Austin Powers XXX, also by Axel Braun. Or, I'm sorry, that was B-Scout for Vivid. Not Jersey Boys, a porn musical from X-Play, Jeff Mullen. And Pornucopia from Zero Tolerance, which is actually kind of a compilation that includes The Hobbit and SpongeBob and a few others. A really funny Office scene, by the way. Or, not Office, Parks and Rec. I'm just all confused. For me, in this category, there's one clear winner. 24 was fantastic. It was beautifully edited, brilliantly acted by Kurt Lockwood. The sex is pretty fantastic. Second choice there would be Austin Powers. The other two, I think, were light. I love the music in Not Jersey Boys. There's not much of a story, and honestly, sexually, it was forgettable. There was a decided lack of star power. Pornucopia was fun. it's just really heavy on the makeup. And for me, it's several parodies in one. 24 is my choice. Best parody drama, 9.5 Weeks from Adam and Eve. American Hustle from Smash Pictures. Also Will Ryder. Cape Fear Triple X from Dream Zone. That was Bonnie Rotten's movie. Cinderella Triple X from Axel Braun and Wicked. Sisters of Anarchy from Digital Playground. Snow White Triple X from Axel Braun. And The Whore of Wall Street from Brazzers. None of these, I think, would beat 24. However, both of the Axel Braun movies, Cinderella and Snow White, beautifully costumed, set design is beautiful, really good acting. I like Cinderella a little more than Snow White, but honestly, I think those are my top two in the category, although Whore of Wall Street was also very good, very funny. They did a nice job of switching the gender of the main role, which they also did in Cape Fear. If there was a weakness to Cape Fear, it's that it tried to walk the line between dangerous and violent and sexy, and that's always a tough thing to do. Also, I liked Bonnie Rotten's performance, but it comes off a little silly sometimes, and it wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be flat-out drama, and it just came up a little short in that way. Good movie, and it would not surprise me if it wins, but for me, I would go with Cinderella. Cinderella would be my choice. And then finally, best parody comic, Barbarella Triple X, a kink parody. Now, incidentally, Axel Braun just did Barbarella for Wicked. I have that here in my box to review. Captain America Triple X from Axel Braun. The Doctor Horror Porn parody from Wood Rocket. Spider-Man Triple X 2 from Axel Braun. And X-Men, an Axel Braun parody. Here, honestly, any of the three Axel Brauns will probably win. Which one? I don't know. But to me, the Barbarella movie from Kink was more interesting. I think Axel's comic book parodies right now are great costume sex. If you're into cosplay and comic book sex, you'll love them. I think they're very, very, very thin on story, which is too bad because they haven't always been. His original Batman was fantastic. So his Dark Knight was also very good. And right now, I just think it's sort of, you know, we're sort of relying on makeup and costumes. Now, what I wanted to talk about was now we've got three parody categories. And I know we originally separated them out when parody was really at its zenith. I think this is a good indication, this list, that we've gone over the peak with parodies, especially comic book parodies. I don't see anything in the comic book list except maybe the Kink one. If I were going to pick from these three lists, I'd go 24... Cinderella, Snow White, Barbarella, Whore of Wall Street, and then the fifth would be tough. You'd be looking, if you like the music, it'd be Jersey Boys. Austin Powers is probably the next best sexually. Cape Fear is the most adventurous. So you're at a stretch to find five really strong movies. So I think maybe the time has come to switch back to just best parody. And maybe find another award to give out if we don't want to cut the categories completely. Best Gonzo Movie, Annika 2 from Hard X, Ass Worship 15 from Jules Jordan, Gang Bang Me from Hard X, Misha Cross Wide Open from Manuel Ferrar, Evil Angel, and V for Vicky, Johnny Darko, Evil Angel. I love the inclusion of V for Vicky. It was one of my favorite movies of the year. Vicky Chase is super underrated, super sexy, really fantastic. I like all these movies, honestly. I really did. I really like the gangbang movie from Hard X. Annika and Vicky are star vehicles, so I guess it would depend on what you prefer. Do you prefer to see a nice cast like Ass Worship 15, or do you want to see Misha Cross, Vicky Chase, or Annika Albright in their star vehicles? Good choices. I think V for Vicky would be great if it would win. I think it's a long shot, but it's a good one. Best Gonzo series, Ass Worship. One of the very best series on the market from Jules Jordan, period. Beautiful New Faces, which is B-Scow's continuing New Girl line, which he started at Vivid. Love it. Big Wet Asses from Elegant Angel, still one of the best series. One of the best series that's ever been passed from director to director as well. Born Flirty from Kelly Madison, that's sort of their young girl line. They've got a lot of lines there. I wonder if I'm talking too fast. Maybe Will Ryder will now do an impersonation of me speaking too fast. DP Me from Hard X. There have been two of those I think it's a little early to pick that as the best series, to be perfectly honest. Oil Overload from Chris Streams and Jules Jordan, another good series. And Slutty and Sluttier from Manuel Ferrara. That's my favorite of Manuel's works. I've always enjoyed it, and every once in a while there's just a scene that blows me away. For me, it's easy. Ass Worship is the best series. It might be the best series in porn. So, fantastic. Best Girl, Girl series. Girls Kissing Girls from Sweetheart. Lesbian Anal POV from Dana Vespoli. Party of Three from Bang Productions. Seduced by a Real Lesbian, Lethal Hardcore. Seduced by Mommy, Philly Films. Slumber Party from Porno Dan, Immoral. Seduction Of from Devil's Films. We Live Together, Reality Kings. And Women Seeking Women from Girlfriends. I'm gonna be really honest. I don't know that I can tell the difference between any of these series. There's so much girl-girl stuff right now, very few of it actually separates from the pack. I know that Women Seeking Women is a great series from Girlfriends. They really know their stuff. Seduction Of from Devil's Films is a little edgy. You know, Slumber Party is really fun. The stuff Porno Dan does with his live webcasts is really cool. Best POV series, there's a little trivia here at the end of this one. Come Swallowing Editions from Amateur Allure, absolutely beautiful series. Girlfriend Experience from Porn Pros, Lex's Point of View from Lexington Steel, Manuel's Fucking POV from Jules Jordan, so you like Big White Dick or Big Black Dick, you got those two. Panty Pops from Kevin Moore, which is POV with a come in the panties twist. POV Pervert from Tim Von Swine and Mike John from Jules Jordan Video. Tim's got his name on the box. Congratulations, Timmy. POV Sphinctacular from Leigh Wood. And Tan Lines from Kevin Moore. Again, Kevin Moore's POV, this time with Tan Line Girls. Really like that series. That's my favorite of the Kevin Moore series. This award has been given out now five times. This is six. POV Pervert's won it every time. And to be honest, Mike John and now Tim Von Swine shoot the best pure stroker gonzo POV on the market. It doesn't have to always be the most polished. It doesn't have to be the hottest girls all the time. It's not as pretty as the Amateur Allure stuff, but damn is it fucking hot. And that's why it wins every year, and that's why it should win again this year. That's also why if you look back at the series that it's beaten a lot of series that have come and gone, and it stays strong. Best Ethnic Series, 8th Street Latina, Asian Fucking Nation from Johnny Darko, Latin Adultery, Latin Sex Tapes, Lex the Impaler, Monsters of Cock, My First Interracial from Black.com, and The Brother Load from Jules Jordan. Heavy on the black-white in this. AVN, of course, separates ethnic into Asian, Latin, and black, and interracial. Asian Fucking Nation is really good. It's a really great series from Darko. It's always consistent and fantastic. Lex the Impaler is good, because Lex is fantastic. I say fantastic again. I should drink every time I say fantastic. If you're looking for a new series, My First Interracial from Black.com. Black.com shoots very, very beautiful interracial. It's not about thugs and super stereotypes. It's about black on white. There's some cheating thrown in there. There's some little stories thrown in, but it's very nicely shot with really quality male performers, beautiful women, and it's really good. Not sure I like the series yet as much as Asian Fucking Nation, but it's in the conversation, which I think is good. Oh man, this is getting long. All right, we should speed up a little. Best Director Features, Brad Armstrong, Eli Cross, Stormy Daniels, Eddie Powell, B-Scow, and Jackie St. James. Jackie St. James is doing really nice couples and romance stuff, and I think this might be her year. Stormy Daniels, I think, is always underrated and always gets overlooked. We had a long talk about this on This Ain't Not The View, as to maybe why. I think maybe we can talk about this later. Comment if you want to hear more. I think female directors who were performers often get the short end of the stick, no pun intended, when it comes to being recognized. Now, Dr. Chantel pointed out that's not a problem for Dana Vespoli, it's not a problem for Belladonna. I think the difference is they're hardcore gonzo girls shooting hardcore gonzo. Stormy is a contract girl shooting contract light romantic comedies. I think she gets the short end of the stick. Eli Cross did an amazing job on Wet Works, but I think Brad Armstrong probably had the strongest year. Tough one though. Best Director of Non-Features, Johnny Darko, William H., Jules Jordan, Greg Lansky, Ryan Madison, Mason, Eddie Powell, and Tim Von Swine. Again, Timmy getting some recognition. I love to see that. It's about time. And he's always been a great camera guy, and now he gets his own vision, and it's Stroker fantastic, man. As far as who I think, I think Jules Jordan pretty much always wins this award and probably always should. But Johnny Darko is really outstanding and underrated. I would love to see him win. William H. has gotten some recognition lately. I like him a lot. Greg Lansky does beautiful stuff. Ryan Madison is an interesting choice here. Ryan Madison getting recognition is nice to see. Mason also, really high-end stuff for Hard X. Eddie Powell shoots a lot of great stuff for New Sensations. And Tim Von Swine shoots great Stroker stuff. Tough call. Best Director of Parodies, Brando, Axel Braun, David Lord, Leroy Myers, Bonnie Rotten, Will Ryder, and B-Scow. It's going to be Axel Braun. It probably should be Axel Braun. As far as parodies go, he had the strongest year. Will Ryder had a strong year as well, but come on. I mean, Axel's got the money behind him. He's got the creativity. He's got the team, and right now he's on a roll. Best Director, Webb, Ivan, my friend Ivan. I love Ivan. Honestly, I've been doing a lot of thinking recently. I've been in the business a long time. And made a few true friends and met some truly amazing people. And if I had to make a short list, Ivan would be right near the top of that list. Also a very talented director. Love what he's doing for Pooba. Greg Lansky for Black.com, beautiful stuff. Kieran Lee over at Brazzers, shooting Hot Sex. Brother Love and Leroy Myers. I'd like to see Ivan win. I really would, because I think he's underrated and deserves it. Would not surprise me at all to see Greg Lansky win. The stuff they're doing at Black.com is catching everybody's eye. That's what I put my money on, though I got to admit, nothing against the other nominees. My heart's with Ivan, man. Always will be. Best Actress, Asa Akira for Hollywood. How do you beat Asa Akira? Well, Carter Cruz was good in Second Chances. Jessica Drake in Aftermath. Kimberly Kane, the pornographer. Maddie O'Reilly, Sexual Liberation of Anna Lee, Penny Pax in Wet Works, Romy Rain, Laws of Love, Bonnie Rotten in Cape Fear. All right, Bonnie Rotten had a really tough gender reassignment type role. Did a pretty good job. Romy Rain was good, Maddie O'Reilly was good, Carter Cruz was good. Penny Pax was great in Wet Works, but I think she was even better in the Emma Marks movies. Kimberly Kane was fantastic in The Pornographer. Kimberly Kane might suffer from the Kimberly Kane is always great. Some critics sort of get ho-hum. Yeah, okay. She's great. She's always great. I liked her in that. Jessica Drake. Honestly, I've said this before. I will say it again. Someone can forward this little snippet to Jessica Drake if you want. I think we should retire Jessica Drake from consideration for acting performances. Give her a Lifetime Achievement Award. Give her a Lifetime You Would Win This If We Nominated You Again. Sort of the Michael Jordan thing. Look, we can't give it to you every year. We got to give it to somebody else. But she's that good. And honestly, she was fantastic in Aftermath. She has to carry a very deep and involved movie with not always a very likable character. It's truly a beautiful performance. I want to vote for Asa Akira because she hasn't done anything quite this great since Pure for Evil Angel, which blew me away. This one was very good, and I think it shows that she can still act, and her sexual performances were fantastic. But, you know, I think it's sort of a two or a three-horse race. I think Asa, Jessica, and then I think probably Bonnie Rotten as the third. Not necessarily my choice, but I think she's going to get a lot of votes. Best Actor, Tommy Gunn for American Hustle, Kurt Lockwood, 24XXX, Tyler Nixon, Aftermath, Tommy Pistol, Not Jersey Boy, Stephen St. Croix, Wet Works. The common denominator here, amazing actors. Stephen St. Croix has been great for a long time, and he's very, very good in Wet Works. Tommy Pistol is, I believe, the best actor right now in adult. Though Not Jersey Boys was not much of a role. Wasn't much for him to do. Tommy Gunn was the best thing in American Hustle XXX, and it's one of his better acting performances. I don't think it stands up. I think there are two. Tyler Nixon in Aftermath, number one because he has to carry such a strong movie, and because my friend Don Houston thinks that parody actors maybe don't necessarily deserve to win against someone who's doing something original, and that's an interesting point, so Tyler gets points. But Tyler also gets points for this. I hearken back to the X-Files parody, Kimberly Kane and Anthony Rizzano, and I watched it 3 times because I was a big X-Files fan, and I loved the movie. And I realized watching it about the 2nd time, thinking, Anthony Rizzano didn't do anything for me. And then I got through it the 2nd time and really watched it and realized Anthony Rizzano was fantastic in X-Files. The problem is that Kimberly Kane was light years ahead of everybody. You know, here's Anthony running a 4:30 mile and Kimberly's lapping him. Same thing could have happened in Aftermath, because Tyler Nixon is young, he's not as experienced, and Jessica Drake was that good, but Tyler held his own. And that really has him sneaking up on my ballot. I'm still going to go with my choice, Kurt Lockwood. Personal differences aside, he's more likely probably to punch me in the face than shake my hand, but whatever. I thought he was perfect in 24XXX. I realize he's doing Kiefer Sutherland, but he did it beautifully, and he did it in a perfect tone for a movie that's not a drama parody. It was a comedy parody. So yes, he's Jack Bauer, but he's a comedy version of him, and he was perfect. Honestly, Kurt's best performance ever. I hope he wins. I really hope he wins. I hope he doesn't get into a fight, especially with me. We'll go past Female Performer of the Year, because that's kind of the big one. Let's drop to the bottom here. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, mainstream adult favorite. Asa, Akira, James Dean, Skin Diamond, Jessica Drake, Bell Knox, Caden Cross, Nikki Phoenix. Does anybody really understand this award? What are we awarding? And who's really a mainstream crossover favorite? Why is Farrah Abraham not on this list? Isn't Farrah Abraham a crossover? I honestly don't know. I know there's one person I don't want to win because I don't think that they really are a crossover. But we'll move on. Best comeback. I will say Allison Kilgore did a couple of great scenes and then stepped away for a bit. It's really too bad because I think she would be a shoe-in to win. She's fantastic. Victoria Ray Black, Alexis Malone, Ryder Sky, Karen Summer. I don't think it was a strong year for comebacks. Nothing against any of these 4 ladies. They're all great. But there's nothing here that makes me go, oh my gosh, Lisa Ann is back. Oh my gosh, Ginger Lynn is back. Nikki Charm is back. Karen Summer was as close as we came to that. The other 3 are still relatively new. So, not sure who's going to win. MILF of the Year. Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Veronica Avlov, Stormy Daniels, Cherry DeVille, Francesca Leigh, Kendra Lust, India Summer. What are you looking for here? Are you looking for actresses? Because Julia Ann is fantastic. Are you looking for women over 30 who still do crazy gonzo fucking? Francesca Leigh is amazing and always overlooked. I love Veronica Avlov. I absolutely love Stormy Daniels. I think she's funny, she's sexy, she's hot. She doesn't do as much as the other girls. That doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. It just depends on what you like. Kendra Lust does a little bit of everything. India Summer, same way. India Summer will get down for your gonzo scene. I just saw her in a movie, Mommy's Back, through with Janet Mason and Xander Corvus. Hot, filthy, nasty, awesome. And then she goes out and does Proud Parents, which she's a great acting performance. Probably should have been nominated. So, India Summer, Julia Ann, Stormy Daniels. If you want to go with a dark horse, go with Francesca Leigh. She's awesome. Orgasmic Analyst, Anik Albright, AJ Applegate, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Skin Diamond, Veruca James, Bonnie Rotten, Jada Stevens, and Jodie Taylor. Adriana Chechik seems to put big things in her ass all the time. I'm guessing she's going to win. There are other girls I'd like to see take it in the ass. AJ Applegate has a perfect ass and does great anal. I like her a lot. Take that for what it's worth. Orgasmic Oralist, Vicky Chase, Carter Cruz, Danny Daniels, Riley Reid, Bonnie Rotten, Jodie Taylor. I really like the way all these women suck. I love the way Riley Reid looks sucking dick. She's fucking super cute. Danny Daniels is gorgeous, and even more so with a dick in her mouth. But on this list, if we're being really honest, who is a fantastic oral sex artist? It's Vicky Chase. Hands down. Hands down, on this list, Vicky Chase, the best, period. If any of the other women would like to state their case, they're certainly welcome to approach them at XRCO, and we will work out a private audition. Perhaps I'm wrong. Super Slut. Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Maddie O'Reilly, Bonnie Rotten, Jada Stevens. Take your pick. Adriana Chechik, again, sticks big things in her ass an awful lot. Love Vicky Chase. She does it all. Bonnie Rotten probably wins this because she's so recognizable and she's also filthy. Cream Dream, nobody understands what that is. We talked about it on This Ain't Not The View. What is it? It used to be sort of a teen thing, a new girl thing. What is it? August Ames, Carter Cruz, Adira Fox, Keisha Gray, Sarah Love, Veronica Rodriguez, Dakota Sky. Now, Coda Sky. I'm going to vote for Keisha Gray in almost anything she's in. She's fucking amazing, man. Awesome. I think it's going to be Dakota Sky or Carter Cruz. One of those two. Unsung Swordsman, Alec Knight, Ryan McLean, Johnny Sins, Chris Strokes, John Strong, Michael Vegas. You're looking for an unsung performer or an actor? Performer? Look at Johnny Sins. Never seen as an A-list guy, just a fantastic performer. Unsung Siren. We'll talk a little of this one. Casey Calvert, Alex Chance, Ash Hollywood, Veruca James, Tasha Raines, Sarah Siobhan, Sydney Starfall. Good to very good performers, all. Unsung? Alex Chance, I think, is the best person on this list for the category, for people who just don't get enough credit as being an A-list star when they have A-list stuff. Sydney Starfall, I think, is approaching that, but I'm not sure that she's underrated. Tasha Raine, I think, is just not well enough known because she limits what she does. For me, Dana D'Armond. For a long time, I voted for Mika Tan in this category every time because Mika Tan was, I believe, a top five performer. Just wasn't recognized as such. I think that was a crime. I think Dana D'Armond has been a top three, if not top one performer for a long, long time. She never wins. She unfortunately came along at a time when Alexis Texas and Tori Black and Asa Akira and Bonnie Rotten and Annika Albright all seemed to have, you know, crazy 65 home run seasons, and, you know, here's Dana. Oh, hit another 50 home runs. Hit another 50 home runs. Yep, somebody hit 60. I think she's truly unsung, and I really wish she were in this category so I could vote for her 10 times. What if I overstated that slightly? all right, moving on. Wow, this is long. New stud. Brick Danger, Robbie Echo, Jesse Jones, Gavin Klein, Rob Piper, Jay Smooth. No offense, but who gives a crap? Seriously? Until guys have been around long enough to really know their names, nobody cares. Sorry. No, who cares? Male Performer of the Year, Mick Blue, James Dean, Manuel Ferrara, Tommy Pistol, Prince, Yashua. Mick Blue's a popular choice. He's won a couple other awards. He's fantastic. James Dean is everybody's favorite. Manuel is the old win-it-every-time kind of guy. Tommy Pistol, I think, is a better actor than a performer. And Prince is good. Prince would be a good choice. I think it's going to be Mick Blue. That's what I think it's going to be. Best New Starlet, August Ames, Carter Cruz, Adira Fox, Keisha Gray, Jillian Jansen, Dakota Sky. It's going to be Carter or Dakota. However, Keisha Gray, Jillian Jansen, watch those two ladies, folks. Watch them, especially Jillian. She's fucking amazing. Absolutely gorgeous and hot. And I'd love to see her win. Just don't see it happening. I think Carter and Dakota are well-established and pretty great themselves. By the way, for those of you who are a little older, isn't Dakota Sky like the reincarnation of Katie Gold? Ah, if you don't know who Katie Gold is, put it in the comments. We'll do a whole discussion on Katie Gold and the Texas Triangle. If someone makes a comment about Katie Gold and or the Texas Triangle, we'll talk about it next podcast. Female Performer of the Year, then we're going to wrap this up, folks. Annika Albright, AJ Applegate, Adriana Chechik, Danny Daniels, Riley Reed, Bonnie Rotten, Jada Stevens. It will be someone whose first name begins with an A. Let's talk about the others first. Danny Daniels is gorgeous and becoming an absolute first-rate performer. She reminds me a lot of the career progression of Allie Hayes. Maybe even has a higher ceiling than Allie. Bonnie Rotten, I think winning it last year, I think it's tough to say she was better than last year. But she's fantastic. Jada Stevens, interesting choice there. I think she's underrated, very underrated, and I think she would belong on Unsung if she weren't nominated here. For me, of those four, Riley Reid is the hottest and the best. Had the best year and is the sexiest. And would probably be my choice for overall. Of the three A's, and I believe one of them is going to win, Adriana Cechik puts big things in her ass. That's what she does. AJ Applegate has the best ass on this list and is, I think, if not ready to win, right there, ready for next year. Annika Albright has won everything else. I think she's probably going to win the Triple Crown. If not, it's going to be one of those other two A-ladies, although I would love to see Riley Reid win. There you go. That's it. XRCO, folks, XRCO.com. XRCO Awards 2015 happening tomorrow night, April the 11th at Lure. That's it. Drop me a line, Raj@RajReviews.com. Make a comment, whatever you want to say about this podcast or the other ones. I thank you for tuning in. This podcast is available for sponsorship if anybody wants to be the official sponsor of the Raj Podcast. That's it. If you have any PR needs, please visit PipelineMultimedia.com. Visit IAFD.com, just because it is the greatest site for adult information ever. And visit RajReviews.com for reviews, news, and interviews with your favorite stars. Once again, I am Roger Pipe. Thank you for joining me. Give me your feedback, and be good to each other.